Hi everyone, it's Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. If you haven't heard already, we're in a partnership with a great gaming company called Metallic Dice Games. They provide some of the best looking dice and accessories at an affordable price. And here at the Brothel, we're going to make that great price even better. By using our exclusive promo code RBP10 at checkout, you can get 10% off your entire purchase. Even better, Metallic Dice Games is giving a bit of it back to the show to help us cover expenses. So snag yourself a set of premium dice over at metallicdicegames.com and help support the podcast by using promo code RBP10. Check it out today.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral. Stevie Stevens is in the car, crazy, watching the place.
Positioned strategically so I can see both doors.
And not the spider.
Not a giant spider.
Truth. Because she would lose her shit.
This is where my death module will come into play.
Daniel, am I correct in thinking you were out of ciphers? You ran out of ciphers?
Okay. Yep.
I just wanted to make sure, because your bag was empty when I opened everything up. And I was like,
yeah, first I was like, wait a second. And then, yeah, I used them all.
The three of you see a giant spider about the size of a horse.
Death my life.
It sort of chitters at you a little bit and crawls a little closer and it begins to lean down. Behind you, you hear Lydia chuckle and you hear a door slam.
So she just ran out. I'm assuming.
He's killed us.
Logical yep. would tell you that's probably Logic. Correct.
All right.
As you are enamored with what you're staring at.
Oh.
So, initiatives.
Oh crap.
I gotta find out what the speed of this spider is. In terms of initiative.
I don't think we ever. I don't have it written down, at least. Do you have it written down what the module level is for this death module? I don't know the level. So, because it has to be equal or less to the module's level to actually be effective against something. Is a spider way too high?
It doesn't say on there what it is.
No. For the next minute, when the weapon or its ammunition strikes an NPC or creature whose level is equal to or less than the cipher's level, the weapon wielder can choose to make a second attack roll. Oh, wait. It's a level 1d6.
I think you rolled that, but I don't know what you wrote down.
Balls. It's cool. I won't use it.
Go ahead. Just re-roll it. Is it a 1d6 plus something?
No, just 1d6. Come on, high rolls. Hey, a 5.
All right. So it's a level 5.
Let me actually write that down.
Okay, so... Okay.
Well, I guess I'm going to pull out my handguns because that seems like the best idea to do against a spider of death. And I'm going to use my pop out a green pill and put it in my gun for the death module.
It's probably a good use for that.
Yeah.
Let's do initiatives first.
Yes, let's do that.
Aww. Because it may be your action instead of firing to do that.
Okay.
In fact, boy. I believe using a cipher is an action in combat. So.
Okay. Wow, all right.
Best way to start the session.
Great start.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 1. I can use XP to reroll that, right?
You can, absolutely.
I have 1 XP, so I'm going to just waste it.
Okay.
I do not want that spider to go completely first. All right. 19. Way worth it.
Almost complete opposite.
Yeah. All right, but I'm down to 0 XP. That's all right.
So, Daniel, what was your initiative?
3.
Derek?
19.
Josh?
12.
What is that?
Get those ones out of the way. I don't need that.
It's actually going to go.
It was just a practice roll.
Mm. It was on the table, so it counts.
You had XP to re-roll it.
It was a practice.
How did you roll so low on an initiative?
I know.
Speed roll, right? Aren't you fast?
Oh. So we add?
No, you don't add anything. It's just, it's a speed.
Oh.
Isn't it a speed defense? Is it speed defense roll? Based on the creature's level, I believe, you have to beat his level.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, I don't think you get anything to initiative unless you're trained or skilled in something. I don't think it's...
I'm really good at running.
Let me see. 104.
Really good.
I should run up the stairs and run away.
Yes.
Except for the door's probably
locked. Yeah, it's probably locked.
He didn't say you heard a clicking sound.
That's true.
You just heard a slam.
And you hear a click.
The lady, you can probably guess that door's locked. The lady seems a bit smarter than that, so...
She lured us into a room. We're not getting out of it.
Yeah.
Easily.
Well, it was kind of stupid that you all went first and didn't, like, put her in between some of you.
She told us to look in the fly bag. Or
the bucket. The bucket. A bucket of mosquitoes.
And I'm pretty sure we originally had her go first.
We were just too preoccupied by the spider.
The target was too sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
You successful. I guess then, since you rolled a 19, Derek, you go first.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to use my cipher on my weapons. So okay. That's probably my action, right?
Gotcha.
Okay. Cool. Next.
Josh?
I guess I'm just going to draw my compound bow.
Yeah, so it's not an action. So if you want to fire it, you can fire it.
Okay.
I'm not considering drawing a weapon an action. That's silly. I don't think that's the rule anyway.
Okay.
I think it's a free action anyway. So just, yeah. So you can fire if you want to fire.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Roll some dice, sir.
It's a d20, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. Ooh.
Ooh, that's not good. That there, was not Sebastian. Good.
Ooh, what? I got a nice 3.
Juicy.
Boy, I got
what
my
do
initiative.
I add, though, for that?
There's nothing you add on.
There's
it.
Nothing. Okay.
No.
What you could do is you could spend effort. And depending on what your task is, and make it one step lower, so you make it easier to hit.
But
you don't add anything to your roll.
Yeah, okay. Right now you can.
I don't really want to add anything to that.
Yeah.
Or try. Yeah, that one's just a fail. It was a 3.
It was a 3.
Yep.
Okay. So that's a miss. He goes wide. You only get one shot, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I don't have anything written down that says otherwise.
You're Derek's the one who gets two shots.
Yep.
I keep thinking because you guys both have fast that alters your combat, but it doesn't.
Nope.
All right. Well, unfortunately, Daniel goes last, so the spider goes next.
Unfortunately.
Let's see. It has short movement, so it's not going to move very far. And it's not right on you. So it can't bite you right away. As one would expect.
You were just too scared of the spider. It's cool. I would be too.
I wanted to...
So it's going to...
I had that.
It's going to move closer to you guys, and it's going to shoot a web at the person who just shot at it. So...
No one.
Because you...
Oh, you shot at
I
it.
I shot at
oh,
it.
Oh, you shot at it. Oh, crap.
You attacked it. It's looking at you.
Yes.
So you need a speed defense roll. To ensure that you do not get caught in this, it's a web. So if you want to spend effort, you can. It's up to you. Look, what's your?
Do you have to do that before you roll?
Yes, you are supposed to. Yeah, you have to say you're going to spend effort first.
Just making sure. I'm like, oh, I get
an effort. If you spend 1 point of effort, it uses 3 points.
Unless you have an edge.
Oh, this step pull takes edge away. And minus how much edge you got in there?
You got what's your edge and speed?
2.
So you would always actually spend 1 point of effort out of your pool if you want to. And what that does is drops it one tier down.
Yeah, and you also have 2 effort.
Pass.
You can also do 2 efforts. You don't waste effort.
Yeah, effort, you don't waste effort. That's always there.
It's always there. Mm-hmm. It's just the XP.
It's the points from your pool that you take out.
It's 3 points for the first one and 2 for everyone after that.
Mm-hmm.
But you
it's only going to be 1 point for you every time. Because you've got an edge of two.
Well, if he does an effort two, if you do two effort, it would cost you three.
Three. That's if you want to use it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a 20.
A natural 20?
Whoa!
A natural
20. You didn't need it.
You roll right out of the way. I mean, you roll out of the way and to a better position where you would not get immediately attacked. Maybe, in fact, I'll even give you roll behind a crate. You got a little cover.
Awesome.
Natural 20, I'll give you that. It's a basement. It's full of shit. As well as whatever the hell this thing has been eating. Yeah. So nicely done. I can only assume that you can see because people had flashlights that are probably pointing at it. So
yes, we had flashlights.
You've not found any kind of, you know, light switch or anything. You haven't looked for it, so.
Preoccupied at the moment.
Yeah. So what's the punchy-punchy going to do on this giant spider?
Well, first, as a free action, could I alert Stevie and let her know? Like,
What are you going to text her or call her?
Like, just like a quick text.
Let's like, see. How long does it take you to unlock your phone?
Oh, hold on, guys.
How long does it take you to unlock your phone? And then type. And press send and hope that you have service in this basement.
I don't know.
I feel luckily it was looking at me.
Right.
So he just used me as bait.
Yeah, you can run out of the way at least.
I will
if it takes a turn, it takes a turn, that's okay.
Yeah, it'll definitely be your action.
Okay.
Do that.
Basically it's just gonna say like help. Can't remember the lady's name because I haven't written down names since like
Lydia. I would just send help.
Lydia.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also
that's enough for you to get out of the car.
Yeah, right. That would be enough for me to get out.
That's true.
An explanation point.
It's like help.
We really should have like alert emojis or something. Like,
Lydia might be trying to escape.
Okay.
Okay. So that's your action.
Yeah.
You get Stevie gets a ping on her phone, and as you get the ping, you see Lydia bolting out the side door.
Well, no, dang it.
Now you got choices.
I know. Do I run after the lady or do I go help you guys since you texted me? But you did say help, but then you also said she's trying to escape. So.
I did that on purpose.
I hate you.
So, no metagame. What would you do in this situation?
Well, I am not Stevie.
Oh, that's true.
What would Stevie do?
Yeah. What would Stevie do?
Let me see if I can find Lydia's stats now.
WWSD.
Catfight. Yeah. We're about to have a catfight right outside the spider's lair.
Ooh, I'm good at catfights. Let's do this.
It's
scrappy.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
I think that says Ren.
When the DM...
Based off his reaction.
Yeah, when the DM laughs.
Go ahead and roll initiative. And I'll roll. And
dang it!
At this point, you're an initiative. It's just a separate combat for you.
18!
Okay, at least you get to go before her.
Respectable roll. Respectable roll.
That's comforting.
So, you are on
you don't have
the
a
street. I'm going to say that you are probably 30 yards from that door.
Okay.
It's not really right up on you. You're not that close to it. But you see her bolt out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone goes off roughly the same time. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. How fast is she?
That is by her level.
Yeah.
She's a level 4 character. So...
So
multiply that by 3. It's 12. She's for anything.
So for speed,
you have to beat a level 4 every time you roll.
Are the same.
Okay. So.
All right. Hold on. We're going to leave this up to a die roll.
Oh, man. 50-50.
What are you rolling?
I'm rolling it.
Making
but
choices.
What are your choices between this
to
die
run
roll?
After her to go inside.
Okay.
All right. Which do you like?
High or low? High, you go after her. Low, you go
no,
for
No, I was going to do a D4 okay. And odds and evens.
All right.
You do an odds and evens. Okay, so odd, you go after her. Even, you go after
there
them.
There you go. It was an even.
All right.
So you're going inside the building instead.
Bye, lady.
I guess so.
Well,
I
mean, you don't like that choice to go after her. Like, this is easy.
So she went out the side door.
You do not seem happy with that, so.
I don't, because.
Go, then go after her. We'll be fine.
I feel like if we let her get away, we're going to lose a lot of
information. I'm just saying.
We're fine, I think.
I did say help, but you don't know what I was saying help about.
Yep.
Right. So I guess I would at least try to go after her.
Okay. In that case.
I don't like any of these choices. I quit. I'm done.
I hate making
this
choices.
This is where Lucas failed because I don't know what the chase rules are in this game. If there are any.
This is the fun. This is the fun part about DMing.
You cannot tell you.
You can make it up. It will believe you.
I mean, I don't know any better anyway.
Exactly.
No, right? We wouldn't know.
You'd just be like, roll die.
I remember that we did that the first session.
We did.
We had to get like so many successes or something.
Yep.
So there's not anything in there.
But that was to get away.
Yeah.
That wasn't to catch
no
somebody.
No chase rules.
You could like roll for her and roll.
Do you want the player's guide?
And...
No.
You want dice?
I don't know what I want.
Here, take my crappy ones.
No, I don't need dice to roll.
Dang it.
Okay, I'll just mark it on here.
This game's rigged. He's not rolling dice.
Do you need a piece of paper?
No, I can do it on my notebook here.
Okay.
He's not supposed to roll dice.
Oh, really?
He's not. That's the that's the mechanic of this.
Oh, yeah. I don't roll dice. You give out XP. Yeah. That's what it is. Yep. But not me.
Okay. You're chasing someone, so I imagine it's a speed roll. So you get a speed roll to see how much further, how much closer to her you can get. You're not going to get to her in the first round.
Obviously.
So, and again, if you're going to spend effort, say so prior to.
I have an edge of 1 in speed.
Okay.
I don't know what that does for me, but.
Also tracks your If you have one effort right now, if you use one effort, it drops a task, and you would have to spend 2 points out of your stat pool of speed.
We did that wrong last session. We were using everybody's edge to knock down the task in general.
Yeah,
it's not what you're supposed to do. All it does is negates the amount of points you spend. Okay. So,
gotcha.
When you spend effort, you would only spend 2 instead of 3.
I can't remember what you did last turn.
I think you used effort, maybe.
You shot an arrow.
Did you use effort at all? We didn't rest.
No, because you got the natural 20.
Well, I rolled to... That was the dodge.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you dodged and rolled. Yeah.
Okay. So I lose 3 for that one, right? Because we said I was going to use the...
Yeah, you would lose 1.
You use 1 because your edge is 2.
Okay.
So are you spending effort for this chase?
No.
Okay. It's a straight roll.
Because I'm afraid I'm going to need it later.
You got to have a 12 or higher.
I did not make that.
Damn. Okay, so she gets a little further away from you.
3 again.
Shoot her.
And actually, she's running from you. This is the sucky part about... Roll me a die again.
Hey, stuff happens, man. Don't feel bad for us.
12.
Okay. We'll go back into you guys.
Okay.
Derek goes first.
Yeah! I'm all charged up with death module. I do not like the stinky spider. I got to make 2 shots because I'm double wielding for 1 action. So I'll just roll 2 dice just because I'm that cool. Do I know the level of the spider at all? Because I might... I actually will burn an effort.
It's also a level 4.
It's a level 4. Oh, cool. Yeah, I would say if I use the death module and you say nothing happens, it's cool.
No, so, the death module.
It's so this weapon. Okay, so for the next minute, when this weapon or its ammunition strikes an NPC or creature whose level is equal to or less than the cipher's level, the weapon wielder can choose to make a second attack roll. If the second attack roll is a success, the target is killed. If used successfully against a PC, the character moves down 1 step on the damage track.
Okay, so you're firing with this death module.
Yes.
You get 2 shots anyway.
Yes. I feel like in the end game, it would have to be 1 weapon. I can't just use a cipher on both weapons.
That's that's true.
So let's make the golden gun the killer weapon.
Sure.
Can I remake that? No.
You already used your XP.
Yeah, I did. But I did spend an effort on this just for funds because I did. So I'm going to drop down to 12. I got a 14 on my blue die at least.
Okay. So then the standard gun hits.
Yeah. It's a light weapon.
We are not rolling well today.
Not the one I wanted.
I got a nat 20 dodging.
Actually, wait, what did you get on the other one?
That's fair.
A 2.
Oh, a flat 2.
A flat 2.
Never mind.
Didn't make it. It's all right. That was the moment.
Because he's a little slower. So. Oh,
sad face. Wasting the good rolls now.
No.
What's the damage of your...
It's a light, so it is a... I don't think actually.
It's 2 unless you got any kind of modifier for it.
Oh, just 2.
Yeah,
right. It only does 2 damage?
No, yeah, just 2 damage.
Pistol only does 2
bing,
damage?
Bing, bing, bing.
It's a yes. Light handgun.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because sure. I can double wield only light weapons.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That
did not go as well as I thought.
Giash.
All right.
So.
I was excited.
Appreciate you going away from the mic. Your turn. You can fire, you can do whatever. I don't think you have any useful ciphers, unfortunately, for combat.
I do.
Yeah, not really anything that's gonna help me out right now.
You got your vamp stick.
I'm gonna switch to the handgun because I have a Desert Eagle.
Okay. Drop the bow, pick up the deagle.
Yep.
Fire away.
Ooh, 7. We are struggling.
We are.
Yeah. Man.
Well, he told us it was level 4.
Shot goes wide.
He told us it was level 4, so we need at least a 12.
Yeah, so we're going to... I'm just using all the effort I can.
And the level is...
He's a level 4 creature, but his defense is a little lower because he's big.
Yes!
So you got a better chance of hitting him. He's just slow. You're just not hitting the right mark. Yeah.
Cool.
Because he's a essentially large creature.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So it's a bigger target.
Yeah.
Yeah. You tell us the level of things is up to your discretion. You don't have to tell us. You can tell us.
Yeah. I mean, so in terms of like the initiative, he's a level 4. But in terms of actual combat stuff, it's different.
Well, we could see if I like grazed it, but it was ineffective or something. Since he's so big, like we're just
spot. It's just going right around. You're just missing.
Okay,
my bullet just kind of bounced.
It's loud in there. It's a basement. Shoot! It's churn.
I like how you got on there. It's just giant spider.
Giant spider.
That's the only word on your page
so far. I don't know if she's running, so I'm not putting that in my book. So. Stevie's just outside.
Where is I need... Stevie? Oh. See, that doesn't explain how it hits.
Stevie would probably have to roll for a... Hey, I heard a gunshot. Now what am I going to do?
I feel like we're going to be in a trapped room so you can't even hear it.
Yeah, it's probably soundproof down here, yeah. I would assume.
Aw, how'd they get this spider down here?
At night in a really large crate.
It probably started off really small.
Or smaller.
Yeah.
Like tarantula sized.
No, I'm freaking hit with this golden
gun. Or there's a portal down there.
That too.
Ooh.
Derek, I need you to roll me a speed defense roll, which is probably pretty good for you.
There doesn't have to be a fast portal. They could just recursion.
I've been going through might right now. So I will spend an effort on speed again. Let me drop down another 2 to a 10. All right, because I can use speed.
Make sure you have your maximum written somewhere so you know, you don't forget.
Yeah, don't erase the maximum.
I'm dumb.
Just write it in the merge
like,
box. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm dumb. This is where it goes. Duh, Derek.
Derek can use the sheets, we swear.
Oh, man. All right, buddy. Oof. Yeah, 16.
You roll out of the way.
So
he's big and slow, but he can't get hurt.
Thank goodness.
Based off of our rolls.
Thank goodness.
Well, I'm missing.
Yeah, you're just not rolling well.
I feel like if he does hit us, it's going to be pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm.
What's Otto got?
My turn?
Yep.
I am going to... Am I able to go up and punch it?
You going to go up and punch it?
Can I?
Do it! Punch it in its eyes. It's got eight.
Let me see how high this
is. Can he, like, punch one of its knees so its knee, like, bends the opposite way?
Yeah, punching one of the legs.
What's that spider's name?
Well, I'm just trying to see if it's, like, up on the ceiling or how far away it is.
Is it? That's true.
Or was that
Harry
Potter?
It's on the ceiling.
I think that's Harry Potter.
It is Harry Potter.
It's on the ceiling, but I don't think the ceilings are too high for you to, like... Like jump up and
sure
punch
you
it.
Well, it's like a basement ceiling, and we're in a basement right now.
I believe
Otto himself could.
The basement itself is very, very deep underground, rather than the ceilings being very tall. So you can jump up and punch it.
I figure I'd be able to hit some part of it though. I mean, it's
Super Mario style.
If it's hanging off the ceiling,
Ryu uppercut. Sure.
All right, I am
going
to.
Dude, if coins pop out of this thing, I'd be so excited.
1 point of effort.
Okay,
that'll be 3 points because I have no edge in might.
Whoop whoop.
Yet. 14.
Yeah.
That is 4 damage.
4 damage?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Handguns suck.
No, well, because I am needs no weapons, I get a plus 2 to...
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's essentially a boxer, MMA fighter. Back outside, are you chasing?
Can I do a roll to see if I heard gunshots?
Yeah.
You're the DM, man. Make the
Yeah.
it's probably more of a luck roll.
We don't have luck.
It's just a 50-50 chance.
Okay. So lower. High?
You can always be that DM, like you can try whatever you
high
want.
High you hear it.
Do you want
it?
A roll or do you want me to roll?
20. Nope, you don't.
High you hear it, low you don't.
I did not at all.
Wow.
Okay. You are distracted by your chase. Do you want to chase?
Yes.
You're going to use the same D20.
You're using any effort to chase?
Yes.
Because he didn't last time.
No, I'm not. I'm going to luck it again.
Okay. You can also shoot her. Like, you have a gun.
Oh, shoot. I forgot I had a gun.
Like, you have a gun, you have ciphers, you have stuff.
All right. Can I, am I within range to shoot her? Because I only have a short range weapon.
Oh, and she just that might stop.
That's why I always forget.
She did get farther away. What was the way? What is your weapon?
It's a light handgun, so it's short range.
It's short. I forget
what is short range.
Yeah, I think that short range was like 50 feet. If I remember
right. With a rock.
Yeah, I got a desert.
A bullet's going to go further than 50 feet.
And you guys have these little wimpy pistols.
Yeah, well, we don't make the rules, okay?
That's all I got.
You do. You're the DM.
I think 50 feet is just how accurately you can hit something.
That's fair.
So, okay, I would say you can fire, but it's going to be one level harder then because she's further away.
That's fair.
I like this.
Then I'm going to spend an effort.
Go ahead.
People have a harder time running with a bullet in their knee. Just saying. That's a good idea. I like this.
It's also harder to chase somebody when the cops got you in custody, too.
We got badges.
Is speed...
That do nothing.
What's up? Speed?
Speed is shooting.
For shooting?
Yeah. Yes. I would assume so, yeah.
Okay,
so
also, you don't take away effort, right?
Okay, so you're going to only spend 2 points instead of 3 points.
So only 2 points.
You
do.
Sorry.
Okay.
Not effort. Sorry.
Cool.
Because I think she just marked hers out.
I got a 7.
Use another die.
So you fire a shot.
You can re-roll it.
It goes wide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do have an XP. I could re-roll it.
You can. It's
entirely up to
you.
Do
I still get that effort or no?
No, not on a re-roll, no.
Oh.
You have to apply another.
That's rough.
You would have to apply effort again.
I only had one effort.
Ooh. Okay.
You can effort. You don't spend effort. Effort always stays with you.
Yeah.
Okay, these rules make no sense. Sorry, Monty Cook Games.
It just takes away more from your...
They make sense because eventually...
Speed pool when you use it.
Yes. So when you get to 3, you can spend up to 3 points of effort if you choose to. Mm-hmm. It's like right now, I can spend 2 points of effort.
I can't. I'm still easily 1. Right.
Doing it again?
Yeah, I'm going to spend my thing, my XP.
Okay.
I saw her cross it out, so...
Spend another thing of effort?
Yeah.
Okay, so the second time you spend effort?
It's 3. So that would give me 7.
Okay.
You can do it!
I got the exact same freaking thing. I quit.
Okay, so you fire 2 shots. They go wide. Please roll your d20 again for me.
That's a very pretty die, but you
don't
should
want
try
to,
another
I'm
going to
give you like a 20. 18.
Yeah.
I quit.
It's at this point she is in the shadows.
All right.
So you did not manage to catch up to her.
She is really
You did fire
fast.
2 shots.
Yeah, I'm... Yeah.
Yep.
Better get out of there. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to go find you guys.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying cops are probably going to be involved here soon. So.
Well, wouldn't that be good? You guys were trapped in a basement with a freaking spider.
You don't know that. We might be just drinking, having a good old time.
I'm pretty sure the thing is people who aren't quickened need to not know about the strange.
Derek,
I think that's the whole point the estate.
All right, how long is a minute for us
in
this game?
But
I think it's still like 10 rounds.
I'm just more worried about the gunshots because our badges don't do shit.
It's the time obviously. The time frame between like how D&D works. Yeah, it's almost the same for every game.
Cool. Same thing. Golden gun. Okay. Hopefully it hits. Woo!
There you go.
Yeah, the golden gun hit. 16 and a 5 for the blue. Oh, I will. I would have spent effort if that's cool.
That's up to you.
That's what I was going to do.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 16 and a 5, but I was going to spend it no matter what.
Which one was the 16?
The golden gun.
It hits. Don't worry about spending it.
No, I want to because I would have done it.
Don't worry about spending because you got to re-roll it anyway to see if it dies, right? Isn't that what your thing does?
I get an extra attack with it, and if it does hit again, it dies.
Okay.
It's cool. I was going to anyway. Trust me.
You're only doing 2 damage with that gun, though?
Yeah, so still 2 damage.
Okay. If you hit it again with the golden gun, it's dead, correct?
Okay. Correct.
That's how that works.
And I'm going to spend another effort because it's a different attack. Let's just go through all my pool of awesomeness. All right. I don't have an XP. This is it. Ugh, an 8?
An 8 misses.
No! Dang. All right, well, that's...
You've pissed it off.
Not the monster.
Though you've hit it in some pretty good areas. It does seem to be... seeping some fluids.
Man, I need a 9, don't I?
Wait, if it was
probably
a 12.
A 9.
Oh, boy. It just missed.
Yeah, balls.
Because if an 8 misses, he says it's probably a little bit easier than a 12. It's probably a 9.
Its speed defense is a level 3. You would have needed a 9 to hit it.
Balls. Cool. That's how the cookie crumbles.
So, Sebastian.
Oh, Sebastian, you're Otto.
I'm Otto.
You shooting with the Desert Eagle again?
Dang nabbit.
You missed last time. Are you spending any effort this time?
No, not yet. We're just gonna.
As I'm
like, works out.
As I'm just like making a rain with
12.
Effort.
You hit it. How much damage does your Deagle do?
6.
Wow.
Is it 6 or D6?
Oh, it's D6. Sorry.
No, it's 6.
It should be standard.
Oh,
it should
plus
be standard.
I get
6.
A +1 damage to guns. So is that a...
Dang.
Did you get a +1 damage last time? No, you missed.
Yeah, that's the last time I hit.
Okay. So you hit it for 7.
So in the modification, where it says mod, put a 1.
I have a +1 right there.
Okay, yes. So then, you're good.
All right, so you hit it really... You hit it in a vital area. It drops to the ground, but is still kind of... You know, when you hit a spider and it kind of...
So it fell off
wriggles, the ceiling. Wriggles, it's not dead. But it's on the ground now.
Okay.
It's not happy.
Eh.
It will flip itself over and go for the first thing that's closest to it.
Uh-oh.
Which is going to be one of you two.
Which is Otto.
Probably me.
I'm hiding behind a crate again.
Tell you what.
I went up to punch it, so it's probably me.
Okay. Well, then we'll do that. So I need you to roll.
Oh.
I was trying to get it off the ceiling for you. I'm sorry.
This is a bite.
You did.
Yeah, it worked out.
You need to be at a level 5.
Okay, I'll spend what type of roll is it?
It's a defense roll. It is
it going to be might, speed or intellect?
You're trying to dodge it, so I imagine it's speed.
Okay.
I'm just going to treat it that way because you're not if you were grappled it would be might,
because you try to break out, but you're trying to get
I will
away
from spend
it.
2 points of effort to make it a three.
To make it a level three?
Yeah, so that's...
Okay, so you only need to make a nine or higher.
That's going to be three minus one, that's two, so it's going to be four.
I need to do this effort thing. This sounds like a better, way better idea than what I'm doing.
I'm just hoping for the best.
19.
Yeah!
That's actually...
Misses.
No, it's a minor effect.
It's a minor effect, yeah.
Oh, cool.
You walk up to that thing, and you just rear back and just punch straight through its fucking eye socket.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it...
Delicious.
When it sort of screeches and ceases to move. It only had one hit point left.
Effing death module. Worthless.
Outside.
Yeah, close.
Yeah.
Lydia has apparently disappeared in the shadows.
That's it.
Yeah. You are...
Running back to the place to go find these three.
What door do you go to?
The side door.
You need a key to get in that door. It does not open. You shake it and shake it, and it does not open.
Okay, then I'm going to run to the front.
Okay.
Can I get in?
It's after hours. The door is locked.
Wait. Is it just a like a hand lock on the side door?
It's your standard storefront door. The push-pull that has on probably a bolt one. On the inside of it.
Side door.
The side door?
Mm-hmm.
The side door is just a standard lock. It's not an actual key. You guys kept calling it a key card, and I just let it go. It's not an actual key card. It's just a standard, put a key in it and turn it lock.
Okay, so if I shoot the handle... I've already fired two shots. I mean, I might as well.
Do you not have might to try to break it?
I have a 12.
Yeah, she's a spinner.
You don't have any lockpicking kit?
No.
I thought you did for some reason.
No, I'm just smart.
You can attempt to shoot the door.
Okay.
It's a little movie. It's a little film.
Mind thrust or something you can use on it.
It's not exactly how those things work, but I'll let you try to shoot the door.
What's the door's level?
You can do whatever you
just roll a die.
14.
You fire a bullet through the lock.
Sweet. And I get the door open
with
now?
Enough rattling and kicking, you can probably get it open.
Sweet. I think that's my whole turn because that would take,
yeah, you yeah. are inside the door. You're inside the building. The three of you see a spider laying there.
I think you're gonna say I thought you were gonna say another spider. I was like, no way.
You guys see this giant, disgusting. There's a better photo of it in here. Actually, I can show it to you now because you've already fought it. It's a little larger photo. You can
nah,
see
that's cool. Here. I don't want it.
Yeah.
Looks like good the job. Spawn of Satan good job. For those
pretty
of you
large
that
spider.
Can't see it.
Got some nice little pincers there.
Aww. Pincers as well as like a
giant,
actual mandible.
Yeah. Giant spawn of Satan.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Roll. So you guys are out of initiative. Mm-hmm. Otto, roll for me. What was I using? Perception? Intellect? I think that's what mm-hmm. I was doing. Roll for me an intellect. Give me an intellect roll.
You're the smartest. You're the smartest in the room.
I will go ahead and use 1 point of effort.
Okay.
Because I got quite a bit of intellect to spend. Wait. It only takes 2 points, not three. So, 15. Math is hard.
It's the weekend. I'm not supposed to
eight.
Do math.
With 1 point of effort.
Yeah, it's still going. Okay.
I can't see the screen. Sorry.
What? Eight with 1 point of effort.
Yeah. No. It's easy to see. Even though it's kind of dark in there, you guys, this thing hits the ground. It ceases to be. I imagine you are probably looking it over. You notice that the stomach is sort of pulsing.
Oh no!
It's baby spiders.
And I need all of you. To roll
no
a speed defense roll
no
Oh, that or it's like full of like poison
it
or something.
Blow up.
Do I spend another one? Do I spend another effort on this?
So gross.
Oh, I'm at six.
Oh, so yeah. Glad I'm not in the basement.
If you dropped a zero in one pool, are you knocked out?
I'm still behind the crate, right?
I think that's true. I didn't think about that.
I'm not spending it.
I don't think that's how that works.
I know your might, you knocked out.
I think it, because ideally when you take damage, you take from might first and then the other pool.
That's what it is.
It depends what kind of attack it is.
That's true.
That's true too. But most of your attacks are going to be physical.
Okay. I'm not going to spend it. I'm just going to take it in the face.
I'm going to spend 1 point of effort.
Oh, I should not take it in the face.
I mean, spending 1 point wouldn't have done much either. I wouldn't either.
Totally taking this in the face. Oh. Did you get the same thing as I did?
Yep.
Twosies.
18 with 1 point of effort.
If you add mine to his, it's 20.
Sorry, so you got an 18?
Yes.
You two got what?
Twos.
That makes a lot more sense because you notice it since you were closer. And I'm sure you shout, get down or something.
We're just picking our nose.
You jump behind the crate that he was behind earlier.
He just pops his head out. What?
The other two of you, yeah. The other two of you are going to take 4 might damage as the inside of this thing, the abdomen of this thing breaks open, and countless tarantula-sized, hand-sized spiders rush out of it and just flood the area. And they don't stick around. They find every single crack and cranny to crawl into out of the way. But on their way out, they will inflict damage on you. The room is now essentially empty with a dead carcass of a spider in it.
And a bunch of little spiders crawling through the walls.
A bunch of little spiders there. They're not physically attacking you. They are the damage was because when they burst and they come out, they hit you.
There's some tarantulas, too, that their skin or their hair is really irritating to human skin.
That's true. And just I suppose you can play it that way as well. But they're not physically attacking you. They're not biting you.
So as they run past you, they're like,
yes, they essentially swarm over you and around you and on you before they disappear into the corners of this room.
Spiders suck.
Yes, they do. All right, cool.
It's at this point that I imagine by now Stevie has found the basement door.
I assume there was a spider that crawled out through the basement door.
Oh, probably. Probably a few.
All right. She's going to scream.
You hear a scream?
We're in here.
You hear a behind a door.
Okay. Are the spiders gone? Because
they're not attacking you. They're not attacking you. They're just crawling away.
All right. Is the door unlocked? Can I unlock it?
It's unlocked.
It was locked the whole freaking time.
Basement door is unlocked.
Mother trucker.
I'm going to open the door.
Sure. A couple more spiders just crawl out slowly.
As she screams and runs to the other freaking side of the room. I don't do spiders.
I wouldn't look in the middle of the room here.
I mean, we were in a separate room, weren't we? Didn't she take us to the basement? Because she led us into the basement because we said you first.
Yep.
And then she had us go into a different room, and that's when she... I do believe so.
I don't... Hang on a second. Let me confirm that. I don't think that's how that was.
I thought it was just the
It was just... Yeah. It's a very, very long stairway down into a... What appears
Nobody
more like a
thought
cavernous,
to check the door.
Cavernous
she
room.
Just yeah. shut the door.
We also no. You are correct. There is a storage room.
Oh.
And then there's a storage room right at the bottom of the steps, and then directly to the left of the storage room is the door to what they're calling the night spider nest.
I thought that was the case because I remember we had her go first, and she was like, "Okay, fine." And then she opened the door, and when we went in there
to look at the bucket,
yes,
yep.
I must have been putting the dogs out during this. I do not remember any of
that. That's exactly what you were doing. Yeah, that's exactly what you were doing.
A bucket full of mosquitoes.
You walked down when I announced that there was a giant spider.
Yep.
There we go.
At this point, you guys can kind of act how you want. You're upstairs. The rest of you are down in the basement with a dead giant.
There's nothing else in there at all?
If you search the room, you will in fact find another door beyond the carcass of the spider right in the middle of the room.
Hunt.
Okay. Well, maybe we should figure out who was screaming.
You look around. Are you going down to the basement?
She is petrified. And at the other side of the room, like, just staring at the door. She went catatonic. She went full Emily on this one.
Okay, so you're staring upstairs. Yeah.
All right.
You notice that there are probably 50 buckets or so of these mosquito buckets, whatever you want to call them. Oh. Buckets filled with mosquito larvae, mosquitoes flying around everywhere. But up on the ceiling and in the corners of the room, you can see that there are there are larger objects that appear to have been wrapped and probably eaten. And some of them, you can see shoes sticking out of them.
Yeah.
You can see hands sticking out of them.
That's kind
of
what I figured.
Roll me a search, which I think was intellect. Just any all of you can roll it, doesn't matter to me.
All of us. I'm gonna
stick. Nope, one.
Yeah, this is where I roll high.
Ooh, a three.
Yeah, high, 19, I told.
Cool.
Someone must have to.
You notice that on one right above you dangling, you see hanging out of the cocoon a lanyard with a Boulder State College. It was a Boulder State University badge. Oh. That appears to be one of the two missing students.
Oh my goodness.
I almost forgot about them.
I totally spaced it. Wow. All right.
And then there's this door beyond the room.
I'm going to go to the door.
Okay. It's not locked. You can open it right up.
I'm going to have my handgun out.
Do you want to go see who was screaming upstairs first? Because there was screaming.
She'd be yelling your guys' names.
Yeah, you would recognize your voice.
She might slow us down. She's going crazy.
That's probably true.
Do we want to go back for her?
We can at least check to see if she's okay.
That's true. I guess we can be good teammates.
See if Lydia. See if Lydia's up there. I mean, that's
true. All right.
I mean, one of you guys can go upstairs if you want. It doesn't matter.
Also, could we make recovery rolls? I'm not for sure how that works in this game.
Yeah, it's like basically a 10-minute rest the first time. And I believe it is a...
half recovery?
1d6. And you get a...
I can't remember if it's automatic.
It says 1d6 plus, but I got nothing in my plus. But I do have plus one extra recovery roll.
Because you have a first aid kit?
No, because I think that's one of my... I think it might be because I'm resilient.
Oh. I have a first aid kit, which gives me plus two to recovery rolls.
Hang on, let me... Mine's an extra recovery roll, is what it says.
Oh.
I don't think it gives me a plus to...
Ooh.
I think it means I just get an extra one at some point.
Fancy. So your first recovery roll is just an action. Your second is a 10-minute rest. Third is 1 hour. Fourth is a 10-hour rest.
Yep.
Yeah, roll a d6 and add your tier. So the plus is your tier.
Oh,
so it's going to be plus one for everybody. 1d6 plus one.
Well, you said you got plus two, right?
I got another plus one because of the first aid kit. But I only have 10 of them, so I'll use one. Let's go down to 9. I guess I can give everyone else another one. Does people need a first aid kit? I need a bed.
So does it just affect one pool?
No, you can split them among pools.
Ooh, that's cool. Come on, high number. Oh, I'm okay with that 5.
So just whatever. I just put 3 points back.
6, 7.
Did you roll a 3?
Yeah.
So it's plus your tier, so you got 4.
Okay.
It's the 1d6 plus 1.
So then, and you can split that up as you want.
Yeah, you can put it.
Like, I was only down in one pool, so I just gave it off.
Yeah, so if you spent for multiple pools, you can add back to those.
Back to 13 on speed.
Now, if you want to take another rest, it'll be 10 minutes of your time.
I'm all right.
Can we reuse arrows too? Like, can I go pick up the one that I shot?
Did they shatter on the wall? Let's see. Yeah, let's see if they shattered. Roll me luck to see if you broke them.
With the d20?
Yeah. High, they're good. Low, they're broken.
7.
Yeah. It is.
I only shot one.
Yeah.
It'd be broken.
It's either snapped or it's stuck in the wall or the ceiling.
Or there's a spider sitting on top of it. Like, yeah. And I don't want it. It's mine.
It's gone. Is there loot on the spider?
Oh, God. Ugh.
I don't think I want it.
I don't want to be that close to it. Oh, spiders. I apologize to anybody who's a spider fan, but ugh.
Oh, no, the loot in this case would be just anything you can find inside of the cocoons of their where the victims are cocooned.
Ew.
So you would have to loot the bodies, not the spider itself. Sorry.
That's depressing.
Yeah, right? That's awful. If you, like, poke them with a stick, are they, like, piñatas?
Coins fall out?
Yeah. Just shake them. All right.
So, Stevie appears to be okay, just frightened of spiders, whoever went up there. Who's still in the basement?
I'm still down there.
I'm still down there.
So who's going to the door first?
Thanks, Otto.
Let's do it. I'll do it.
Okay. You open the door.
Hire my... All right.
You see...
I know, insert creepy door sound effect.
Yeah. It's not a tiny room, actually. It's about the same size as the room you were just in fact.
That's never good.
Makes you wonder how big this store is.
Right? It reminds me of, like, Umbrella from the Resident Evil movie. Just, like, itty bitty building, but, like, 18 levels down. Probably more than that.
Where is the room? Yeah, giant underground facility.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. I
love those movies.
All right.
I own all of them.
Searching this room, I'll just read the block text here. Yellow packing tape marks out an empty space on the floor of this room that's roughly square, about 6 feet to a side, about 6 foot square. Written in large black marker on the tape is the warning, stand clear. Racks of tiny glass bottles with black screw caps, all empty, line two walls. A workbench opposite the taped off floor space is cluttered with funnels, loose glass bottles, boxes of nylon gloves, a few pairs of safety goggles, respirators, and a couple of fine bristle brushes.
They're making meth. No, they're not. All right. Is that all we see?
How close are you examining stuff?
Dude, with my mental state, I'm keep going. I'm walking.
All right. Close examination of the workbench reveals tiny particles of spiral dust scattered about, but hardly enough for a single dose. Glass bottles are empty, waiting to be filled. Beneath the workbench, stored on a shelf, is a wide plastic tray with high edges and a couple of ball peen hammers. You also see inside of that plastic tray fractals of spiral dust as well.
Okay. Yeah, so, all right. I'm going to look around some more. Is that all that I see in there? That's all we see in there?
You essentially see a spiral dust lab is what you're...
Okay.
What you're... Yeah.
Cool. I don't know if there's anything...
That's what you're seeing.
Dead bodies or something. No. I don't see...
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, looks like they were manufacturing it. It looks like it's from... Looks like it's from spiders, I guess.
Or the people.
Or the people. Oh, my gosh. I don't even think about that. So... Can I, I don't think we've ever manhandled spiral dust, but can I grab you said it's like a chunk of it?
No, it's just, it's a little, it's like salt. You're seeing like grains everywhere.
Dang, have it. Yeah. I guess I'll take pictures with it on my phone.
Okay. You have pictures?
Cool.
Congrats.
And... Looks like that's all we had in there. So I guess we're gonna.
You can and you can collect stuff for evidence if you wanted. I mean,
that's why the pictures. I'm not gonna carry it. I got a ball peen hammer. all right. I think I'm good. Unless we want to rip open the piñatas. Do you want to do that?
No, I'm good.
All right,
can pass on that one.
Okay. I think that party's over there with that.
Okay.
I guess I'll go back upstairs with like Otto and Stevie.
Well, wait. They did say one had like a student ID or something, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess so. We could take pictures of the body too.
We should probably look at that one to see who it is.
The one with the lanyard? Yeah. So we'll do that.
It appears to be an emaciated version of the gentleman in the picture. on his ID.
Hmm.
Right. I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but it is one of the two missing students from about a month ago, I think it was.
Is the lanyard like a key card?
No, it's a student ID.
Okay. I'll grab it. We'll pocket it just for evidence and maybe, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, don't want to call the authorities and let them know you found a dead body. That's cool.
Well, aren't the authorities on their way? They heard two gunshots.
Well, we're not there yet. We still want to search the property before we call anybody.
Should we call a we should call a supervisor from the estate before we call the police.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Well, I guess I'm okay going back upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with him.
I need a smart roll. Who's the smart one?
I have not a 17, but I have not been rolling very well today.
I've been rolling pretty hot on those smart checks.
Use a different die.
I have used 4.
She has. I've been watching it.
Use a point of effort.
Mm-hmm. Just roll me an intellect roll.
Okay.
I'm sure they've told you what they've done downstairs.
Yeah.
18.
There you
Woo!
Go.
That's the one.
You have a fixer.
A fixer.
We do have a fixer. Aw, okay. I'm going to call. What was his name that we...
I don't remember what you got.
Bob.
Felix?
His name was Bob. Felix. Yes, it was Felix. Felix Fix-It Jr. We're going to call him.
Oh, Fix-It, yeah.
To, I assume, clean up the mess that you've made in the basement.
And the mess that was already down there.
Yeah.
They can also hold off the authorities if that's the problem.
Right.
That's part of your problem, which I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it will be eventually. Yeah.
You make your one phone call. Someone, a gentleman with a gruff voice, answers. You tell him what needs to be done, and he just hangs up.
I call him Felix on the phone. Why?
He chuckles and hangs up.
Fix it, Felix.
So that will give you some time to continue to investigate. Because there are rooms
we
in
need
this
to
place
go
into
Lydia's office.
Heck yeah,
for
we are.
Sure, y'all.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.